This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the Bairabi-Sairang new railway line project tomorrow during his visit to Mizoram. The rail line will connect the capital of Mizoram, Aizawl, with the Indian Railways network for the first time in history. Over 51-kilometer rail line has been constructed at a cost of around 8,000 crore rupees. During his visit, the Prime Minister will also flag off three train services, Aizawl Sairang, Delhi Rajdhani Express, Sairang Kolkata Express and Sairang Guwahati Express. President Draupadi Murmu today administered the oath of office of Vice President of India to C.P. Radhakrishnan at a swearing-in ceremony held at Rashtrapati Bhavan today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, Mr. C.P. Radhakrishnan's predecessor Jagdeep Dhankar, and union ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. Mr. Radhakrishnan emerged victorious in the vice presidential elections held on the 9th of this month. NDA nominee Radhakrishnan bagged 452 votes, defeating the India Bloc candidate and former Supreme Court Judge B. Sudarshan Reddy by a margin of 152 votes. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, former President Ramnath Kovind, former Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Union Ministers including Amit Shah, Rajnath Singh, J.P. Nadda, Piyush Goyal and Nitin Gadkari were present on the occasion. After taking oath, Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan paid floral tribute to Mahatma Gandhi at the Rajghat in Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the International Conference on Gyan Bharatam in New Delhi this evening. He will also launch the Gyan Bharatam portal, a dedicated digital platform to accelerate manuscript digitization, preservation and public access and address the gathering on the occasion. The three-day conference began yesterday under the theme Reclaiming India's Knowledge Legacy Through Manuscript Heritage. The conference has brought together leading scholars, conservationists, technologists and policy experts to deliberate on pathways revitalizing India's unparalleled manuscript wealth. Mauritius Prime Minister Dr. Naveen Chandranam Gulam reached Ayodhya and performed puja at Sri Ramlala Temple. He was given a grand welcome in traditional manner after reaching Ayodhya. He was welcomed by Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath and Agriculture Minister Surya Pratap Shahi at Maharishi Valmiki Airport. Dr. Naveen Chandranam Gulam performed aarti and puja at Ram Temple and stayed in the temple premises for around 45 minutes. Later, he left for Dehradun from Maharishi Valmiki International Airport. The talks between Gen Z representatives, Nepali Army Chief Ashok Raj Sidgail and President of Nepal Ram Chandra Paudel for appointing the Prime Minister of an interim government failed to reach an agreement even after 2 days. Last night, the President and Speaker Devraj Khimire met and stressed that in the current situation, solutions may be explored within the ambit of the Constitution. The discussion on whether or not to dissolve the Parliament failed to reach a consensus. The UN Security Council has condemned the Israeli attack on the Qatari capital Doha on Tuesday and called for de-escalation in a statement agreed by all 15 members, including US, Israel's chief ally. Council members issued the statement ahead of the emergency meeting yesterday, which was convened to discuss Israel's attacks targeting Hamas leaders in the Qatari capital as it ramped up its offensive in Gaza City, forcing more than 2 lakh people to flee. Five Hamas members were killed, but the Palestinian group said its leadership survived on the assassination bid. A Qatari security force member was also killed in the unprecedented attack, which has sent tensions in the region skyrocketing. In Asia Cup cricket, debutant Oman will face Pakistan in a crucial Group A match at the Dubai International Stadium today. With eyes firmly set on their blockbuster showdown against arch rivals India on Sunday, Pakistan looks to start the tournament on a high note, while Oman aims to make their maiden Asia Cup appearance memorable. Last night, Bangladesh defeated Hong Kong by 7 wickets in a Group B game in Abu Dhabi. And that is the end of this news bulletin.